Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I am Gabrielle. I am a former New York Mafia princess, originally from Austria. I am the mother of three and the owner of Too Posh Boutique. And here with my beautiful co-host, Marcella, my daughter.
Hello, I'm Marcella. I'm a dancer, choreographer, model, and designer for Too Posh. And I say whatever the f*** I want.
My name is Bernie Diamond, and I am the most interesting one-armed Hispanic French bulldog lover in this room.
I am Polly. I am a certified sexual health consultant and educator, former professional dominatrix, currently working at the largest adult novelty store in the Texas Panhandle.
What will they say next? Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
My vagina ended up on Instagram.
What?
From his
what?
From the girl.
From his ex.
From the girl that he's dating.
No. Hold on. Wait. I can't, y'all can't give me a small, let's just say what happened.
Whoa.
Spill it.
Hell yeah, spill it.
He obviously is a hoe, and it is what it is. I mean, we were together for a long time. We have a kid together, and there were a few couple times.
All right, so real quick, I know that we can block it out. What's his name? We'll block it out, so it won't. What tattoo place?
He owns. He used to work at.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's what. Mm-hmm. Right. Fuck. That's legit.
Yeah.
The girl that he's dating really now, legit. Like, freaked out and, like, I guess found some, like, nudie
it was
pictures
like,
on his
first
phone
of all, the pictures
Tony
he found
from,
are
like,
old.
So this is after revenge boob job and bodies on
before.
Place, right?
This
oh,
is
before all this
so
happened.
So before, shit. Like, right after he left, I literally dropped, like, 30 pounds. Savon, like, did my whole face. Like, I looked good.
Yeah.
And he one day came to pick up the kid and was like, oh.
No he's way.
Like, why didn't you look
why
like,
didn't
this
you look like that before? First of all, when he met me, I didn't
all,
have all of
dick.
This. Yeah, but my body was really nice. Like, I worked out constantly when we first met. He was super against injections. Didn't
aren't
want
they
me to
all,
get a boob job. Oh,
it.
But you know, the girl that he's with is all
Kim K wannabe.
Yeah.
Ew.
The whole
she's gross.
Caboodle.
She's gross.
So keep going. Tell the Instagram vagina
so
story.
So one day I'm at work, or I'm driving to work, and I get a text message from her. She added his mom and him and sends the picture of my vagina to his mom.
What?
What'd she
say?
She's
a real classy broad.
She's real.
Now you guys, this picture
classy.
Is how old?
What?
Oh, it was recent.
That I mean, the no, vagina picture was old, but
how old? But you guys were together at that point, right?
No, we had messed around. Like, the thing with him is he was so back and forth for probably a good 6 months that he was gone. So of course,
so you guys
like,
are trying to kind of maybe work it out. So it's while y'all were talking,
he wanted to keep that string.
I did.
There.
I know.
Tony was just.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Yeah,
good for you.
That?
Good for you.
So she said, I
why
did
would you
anal. That
he doesn't want
didn't.
To give up the fun, you know? Yeah. I was the fun one. So
the new girl doesn't anal?
Probably not.
No, definitely not.
she looks like she takes it missionary and doesn't make a sound the whole time.
She's pretty.
All right, you got a picture of her. She got to see a picture.
Oh, I'll pull her up. Yeah,
I want to see a picture of this girl.
Pretty beyond blocked from everything.
You guys, she's pretty, but her personality sucks.
It's all right, so
she looks like a hood rat.
So you get this text message.
Yeah.
It's your ex's mom, the girl, and your ex is on there?
Yes, and so I delete it, and I'm like, okay, I'm not dealing with this drama. I block her.
Hey, hold on. What did it say?
It was a picture of my vagina, and she was like,
oh my God.
Your son's a piece of shit.
But what
so
would that
y'all's
do?
Son like, is a piece of shit?
No, her son. Because she copied his
she
mother.
She put Tony and the mom on a group text and would
who
send
does
the,
that?
But the thing
that
is, like, what's the mom
more,
supposed to
so,
say?
So,
that speaks
and,
more
and
of her than
mother,
it does of Tony.
100%. Yes, we're very close. She actually, when he
to
took off,
day?
She helped
she's
me
like,
raise
you're
her.
She's like, you're such a pretty vagina.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was, like, not a bad picture.
Go, girl.
I was, like, shaved. Like, I just got waxed. Like,
I mean, what is the point?
Pick, like, another one.
Yeah. I mean,
well, this is a lot about
I literally would never in my life do
ever.
That.
But they met under the
so
same circumstance.
He was
you know what
cheating
mean?
On Tony with
for months with her.
You had no idea?
No.
God.
This is when y'all were together, he was cheating on you.
Yeah, with her.
It is not. Not
so
impressed.
She got mad, and then next thing I know, he calls my phone, and I decline it. Because I'm like, I'm not doing this right now.
Right, how far soon after the text did he call?
I get a call from a payphone like 7 times. So I finally, I'm at work. And with Savon, and he's like, Tony,
how she has that many followers is
she,
like beyond me.
You know,
she, was on
she found everything.
Oh, I love her. She's so awesome. I'm kidding.
Right.
I was like,
about to come and kill you.
Yeah. Can you leave, please?
Yeah. So anyways, like, I start getting a bunch of messages from his clients, people that follow me, and they're like, hey,
Tony, your vagina is on
Instagram. And I'm like, what the fuck? Mind you, I have all the logins to his all his Instagrams, because I'm still doing like his personal, I'm still his assistant.
So I'm going in and
I'm deleting everything she's posting on his stuff. I am. He's like, and it blow his fucking car.
Dude, she could have like deleted all of his booking system and everything, and she didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So wait, what does he say?
You find talk ghetto.
So I call him, and he's at work. So I call his friend's phone that he works with, and I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, dude, I'm fucking tripping. We got to delete everything. So as I'm deleting, she's uploading.
Stop.
Wait, why is he not fucking handling it?
Because he's a pussy.
He's in love with her because she's the best thing that's ever happened.
No, he's in love with her because she's psychotic and she like puts a dog leash on him.
So I just love that shit. Yeah. So I get like all messages.
Hold on. She takes the reins and puts him in his place.
Yeah. She's psychotic with him.
She's like that girl that's, you know, super controlling. You're going to do what the fuck I
Location
want you to do.
On phone.
And there's a certain type of guy that really likes that.
That needs it.
That needs it. Yeah. And that's him.
So what happened?
So eventually I got to the point, I got it deleted. I was going to press charges, and it's just like,
I told her I made a post. I hung out with you to do it.
I know. And I made a post and I was like, thanks for the publicity. Because literally from that, I mean, people started. He lost a lot of clients.
Really?
His clients asked me to find him new artists, and I did. Because I'm close with most of them.
Because that says the worst about them way more than you.
Oh, yeah. He lost a lot of mutual friends.
What did he say? So did she ever apologize? She ever addressed
it? Oh, no, absolutely not. Wasn't allowed. He had to block me. We're still not allowed to have contact
because of her.
Because of her.
But you have a child together.
But we have a child together.
And you still do
She's very
business?
Mature.
No, absolutely.
I can not see
that.
No.
I hear that.
No. Yeah.
So how do you guys? Y'all 50-50?
No, absolutely.
You have full custody.
I have primary custody. He sees her every other weekend.
So how do y'all do drop offs?
Oh, it's petty as fuck. She goes to school. He picks her up from school, drops her back off at school Monday. I actually allow her to him to have extra nights because I have no way to get my daughter. So it's a whole
oh my
drama
god!
Can
you imagine?
Right now.
How old is she?
She's 2.5.
I wow.
So it's scary. Like, she's over there right now. Like, I could like have a fucking panic attack. So
wow. She has no way of texting him or anything.
And I know he's out of town with her. So it's like,
because the other girl won't allow it.
I literally put that in my son's dad and I. We've always been amicable. Like, always really
in agreement.
Always been on the same page. And, you know, I put it in writing, and he could go to jail if he breaks it, that he is only to communicate with me for, and we've never really had this issue, but for, you know, drop offs and, you know, there's no other people involved. Mm-hmm. You are his dad. I am his mother. There doesn't need to be a stranger involved in the mix.
Right.
Like,
that, as far as dropping off.
Right.
Any kind of communication about school, about,
but the fact,
you know,
that,
like home care, about drop offs, you know, it is only to be done with each other.
It sucks that. Really, I mean, I agree with you 100%.
I mean, but
it's
crazy
when
we
do a
along.
Petty
right.
shit like
right.
that. Yeah. At the end of the day, the person who hurts the most is a child.
100%.
And so that's
100%.
The part.
Excuse their vision of relationships and, you know, the mother-daughter aspect and how they grow up and how they view the opposite sex.
Right.
And,
I just hate it that I can't talk to my child when they're gone that
many days.
Oh, it
freaks me out. Like, it's bad. I mean, unfortunately, the system's so skewed that literally I called and they're like, well, you can get a lawyer and go through the whole legal process.
Yeah, the unfortunate part is just, I'm a single dad too. So the unfortunate part is when your child is in the care of their other parent, they don't have to let you talk to them at all.
No.
I found that out. I was like, fuck, that's bad.
Yeah, well, in our agreement, he was required. Exactly. We're required to have a form of communication and we don't. And until
for
like,
the child?
Yeah. Okay. Like, so if he doesn't have her, you know, if I need something, I'm supposed to be able to contact him. If he has her, I'm absolutely supposed to be able to contact.
Yeah.
Don't have that.
Yeah. I think we have that in ours too.
Yeah. No, ours is set up.
And
to
it
where,
just has to be within like, you know, business hours or like, obviously phone call.
It's set up and it's just different ways you set it up, but you know, legally, if the other parent doesn't have to let you talk to him. I know that just because I went through the whole legal battle with my ex-wife. And I mean, fortunately, we're cordialish, depends on which minute you catch us right. on. But those, you know, and eventually you just kind of get used to it. You can't do shit about it. So you gotta.
That is crazy. I wouldn't deal with that.
You'd be forced to.
I would show up at the bitch's house and be like, "Here, pick up my daughter."
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. You say that.
Oh no, I would do it.
No, I get it. Right?
You think that you're going to do things a certain way until you're presented to this situation and presented with this.
Because you're going to think you don't want to bring that drama around your own child.
Well, here's the thing.
You have no idea how nasty and vindictive people get and what feelings they harbor until you have a child with them.
Exactly. And here's the other part about it. The fact of the matter is the other parent can have whoever they want. You can't do shit about it. You can say you'd be the crazy person. It's fine. You probably would. Hold on.
Yes, you can.
No. But
when you get lawyers involved, you could, right?
If you went that route. Right. But you would only cause more problems. And if you're the parent who's acting like a dickhead or an asshole, you're the one who's the asshole. Right. I'm telling you the fact.
And that was like one thing that my son's dad and I agreed on when we split up. Like, I think I was like 21 when we broke up. No. And we have like still held true till this day, all these years later, that if we met someone that we wanted to introduce to him, that we would discuss it first.
But that just shows maturity.
Right. Yeah. It's a maturity.
And it's always
been
that way. I don't bring guys around that I date around my son. And
I didn't meet my stepdad for a year.
That's right.
My mom.
And he's awesome. He is awesome. Love him.
That's how you should do it.
But that's how you should do it. Because I mean, who my son has a dad. I don't need some guy that I'm dating for 3 months to.
Yeah.
Place
yeah,
that
have
bad.
A say.
Yeah, like no.
Wow.
But it also comes. I'm not taking away from what you're saying, right? It's all up to you and how you put those boundaries up. But if you're dating someone, and again, I'm not taking away from what your boundaries are because that works for you. But if you're dating somebody and you want to incorporate letting them meet your child, and that's again, if you feel okay with it, you feel like everything lines up, then I think it should be up to you as a parent because, like, I can agree with bits and pieces of my ex-wife's parenting, but we're divorced because we don't agree on shit, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I could say, I don't like the way you do this, but she can give me a middle finger and tell me to go fuck myself. Right. And I can't do anything about it. That's why we're divorced. So, and I agree with you. If that's where you're like, look, I don't want any guy that I'm dating around my child, because I don't know if we're going to last long or what. Right. Like my ex-wife and I, we have a 6-month clause in our divorce decree. And, you know,
personally think it takes even longer than that.
I've definitely learned that too, right? Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, we all put this up, we put our best foot forward because we want to. Like we think we're, it's not that anyone says, you know what, I'm going to put the fake up. We actually think we're putting up the real, right? But, and then we realize that we have habits and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it's a different version of yourself. Correct. It's still you. And, like, it's just the best version.
That's right.
See the ugly part.
Because at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what anyone says. There is no one on this planet who's like, you know what? I'm just happy to be alone. We may say that, like, fuck that, because we've been hurt.
Not true. I agree.
Yeah, right? It's like, you've been hurt. You just don't want to deal with some bullshit you go for. But at the end of the day, at our core, we want to find someone who...
Of course.
So that's why we put the best version of ourselves up first. Right. And then those who haven't deal with shit, it all comes out.
It just, like, Toni, it just speaks to her character. She's such a good person. Yeah. Even going through all this shit, I told her at one point when she was going through all this, I was like, you have my full support. Do you want me to hire you an attorney? I will fucking bury
you. Oh, yeah. I mean, last time.
Will you hire me?
Ask Toni, did I not say that? I was like, do you want me to hire an attorney and bury him?
She was like, do you think that I should press charges? I was like, if you don't fucking call tomorrow morning and press charges, I'm going to call for
you. Why didn't she press charges?
The only one that wins is the
you
attorney.
You
want
to know what
it is a lot to drag someone through the mud like that.
Here's the thing. I was so fucking angry at him for doing all the shit. I'm like, Toni, do you want an attorney? I will hire him and I'll fucking bury him.
Love you.
And she's like, no.
No.
I'm like,
you're so sweet.
I'm like, she's like, because, you know, it's just going. I'm like, I'm going to ask you one more time. Do you want me to bury him?
It's so fine.
And she's like, I'm like, because I'm about to. I'm so sick and tired of this. Ugh.
That's one thing. I know I could go through fucking anything and Savon would have my back.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I think when I see, I mean, even with Sarah, I think that the honesty and whatever anyone wants to say about you, because I know you, obviously, but I think that you make probably the best friend as opposed to a lot of fake fucking bitches that I meet. That are like,
I've told Savon from day one.
We had to weave those out too.
I'm like, you may do whatever, say whatever, whatever, let whatever, think whatever. And I'm like, but
at the end of
from
the day.
Day one, you have always had my back and you have always been someone that I can rely on. And that,
but you don't,
I know we don't can talk like we, yeah. obviously I work for her now, but right. like we didn't talk for months and she's still like that never changed.
But I don't sense, I guess with all of you either, I don't sense like a jealousy from anybody. No. And that is so important. And that's,
I think,
though.
That I was saying, like, I see the vision, but I don't want to be Savan. I don't want to be an injector. I don't want to take yeah. her spot. Like,
but
I don't,
here's the thing. Tony came to me one day and told me she wanted that. And I'm like, I would support you 150% because right. I love you.
Yeah.
And I would want that for you.
So I have a question, though.
But there's a difference between helping somebody honestly yes. to get to where you're at to helping somebody that's single white femaling you.
Yeah.
Right. That will
so
take
have yet
all,
to see that movie.
Me too.
That, that will, that wants you to help them, but then kind of secretly is super envious and jealous of you and wants to bury you and right. hurt you.
But kind of like Cruz said earlier, there's enough to go around. Like,
exactly.
There's enough face,
exactly.
there's enough hair, there's enough.
Not everybody feels like that.
I know.
So I feel like the reason they work so hard, and I don't even feel, I don't even see them as employees. Like,
right.
I never treat them like employees. Nothing. I treat them like my equals. And
update on what? The anal.
Oh God.
Okay, women who enjoy anal, are you white or other? Currently, it is at 38% white and 62%.
What did I
other.
Tell you, bitch?
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you're boring.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what?
38% sitting right there.
That's why you're single. Oh,
you know, Savan, it's really interesting. So the second time I've gotten to do a show with you, and you know, it is
I truly love my people, like Marcella said. Yeah. I am the friend that, like, if you came to me and this is gonna sound really bad, and you're like, I killed somebody, I need to bury them, I'd
she
be like,
burn the body.
I'll be like, where do we bury the body?
No, I'm gonna call my lawyer right now.
I have a ride or die.
I can
like
see that.
So policy. You have this very, very, just from the little bit I've gotten a chance to know you. You have this very hard exterior. Just bear with me on my. It's a compliment.
I hear this all the time.
Yeah,
so it's okay.
So it's, but you seem very brash. You seem like, for whatever reason, right? Life experiences. But at your core, what I'm just through Jen and through these two, and I haven't met Sarah, but obviously I can imagine she's just as awesome as these two are. I mean, you really put this amazing vibe out that the people who are your people.
I won't go to
them,
bad.
Right?
Yeah.
But the people who are not, you're like, fuck yourself. Yeah. And no, and I mean, this is a total.
She's a tough
right?
bitch with a big heart.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
When they're in this circle, and when they're your people, they're your people.
I've been burnt so many times in my life.
Rich alert.
Between friends, family, business people, that I'm like, I don't fucking care what I look like on the outside. Like, I told my boss this because she's like, you have to filter yourself. You have to be more professional. You are a nurse. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, yes, I am a nurse.
I'm professional.
What did she say? I got to hear what the boss said.
I was like, Carrie, I don't fucking care that I'm a nurse. I don't. Like, I care about who I am, and I'm the same fucking person that I've been since I was a little girl. I will always... always stand behind what I believe in, because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
What made her start that conversation with you?
Because like she like, for instance, if somebody burns me or something like that and it really gets under my skin and I like go off, but I'll go off publicly, she's like, you can't do that, it looks bad. And I'm like, does it look like a fucking care?
Me and Savan have conversations about that.
Yeah, and my attorney. He's like, now
I have me and her attorney have become like really close friends recently.
He's like, you can't do that. Like, you have
people
to,
are scared of you.
I don't know. It's just like I've always been very strong-willed and strong-minded, and if I believe in something, I'm gonna vocalize that. Why should I sugarcoat
you
it?
You shouldn't.
Like, why? Because
my mommy,
because I have followers on Instagram. Like, I don't fucking care about that.
Yeah.
Because I post videos. Like, I don't care. I even told Carrie, I'm like, even if I was on a show, guess what? I would still be myself.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to turn my back.
Respect you for
I'm not going to turn
sure.
my back on myself.
Yeah.
Or what I believe in.
And you shouldn't.
Yep.
I just have a question about the work flow. I mean, when it's a bunch of women, and we all know, and you are obviously in charge because you are the
I'm not in charge. But
I only
Priscilla
answer to Savon, so I can do whatever the fuck I want.
No, I'm asking.
We're so busy that we don't even have.
Yeah. No, but still, sometimes in business and in working, sometimes you have to. I don't mean
the
word.
Down.
I don't mean maybe that. I don't mean the word to sound so harsh, but discipline people sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Like with me and them?
Yes. How does
I don't
that
up.
Work?
I mean,
so
drop the mic.
Every now and then I will have a blow up where I get really upset when I feel like things are not getting done. It happens about once every, I don't know, like 2-ish months. And I feel like because we're all so close and we are kind of like family, like maybe sometimes, I don't even want to say that they get lazy because they're not. They're anything from lazy. It's
comfortable.
I don't even want to say comfortable because the reality of the issue is we're so busy mm-hmm. that things
we're
just.
We're doing so much.
That they're doing so much. I can't even really get mad at them for slipping and making mistakes because we're so fucking busy.
What are some of those, like what's a mistake? What would be something that would get under your skin?
Okay, so this kind of bothers me about...
Don't say names.
Percy.
this bitch.
And I talk to... I kind of vent so to Tony about this.
So who is she in the office?
The boozer. This is Percy.
Percy. All right. I'm sorry. I don't know the short nicknames.
But I know why she does it. And she does it for my sanity. So I can't really fully get mad at her. I hate when she tells people no.
What? That is a bullshit answer to my question.
I'm like, you told this person they couldn't get in. You did not try to get her in. Like,
okay, but let me tell you. Savon is this person that one day she wants this one way and the other day she wants it the other way.
So
and
what is that?
She's going to get mad at you. She's going to,
15-minute Botox.
I don't,
30-minute Botox.
Why is this Botox appointment set at 15 minutes? Oh my God, I need more time. This is why I'm behind.
Tony, I need you to change. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, wait, I thought we said, I don't know what I want.
And then I text Tony and I'm like, hey, Tony, Savon wants all the Botox appointments at 30 minutes because she thinks the 15 minutes are too short. And
right.
Tony's like, but she just told me 2 weeks ago that needs them all at 15 minutes. Yeah. And I'm like, just do it.
So what is the rationale behind
and
that?
And then
people are getting smarter. They'll book like 15-minute Botox and they'll be like,
and then they want their whole face done.
Like,
right.
I'm so glad so I finally get to be with you. Can you do my whole face?
It's circumstantial on Savon's mood, on the day, on
whether she ate,
what's going on, whether she's had some water.
Do you get real moody real easily?
This is the cutest story too. When Tony was leaving and Priscilla was coming on, she's like, there's a few things I have to tell you that will really help you with Savon. Like, you have to make sure she eats lunch. And
I'm like, I don't even eat lunch, so I can't feed Savon.
She's like, you got to make sure that she had her breakfast. She gets really moody around 1 p.m. if she hasn't eaten. Just like make sure she gets a break. It's almost like my one parent is handing me over to
like, make sure she has a poop break. Like a thing.
But I mean, sometimes like our day, we have, you know, 15-minute appointments back to back and they're all like full faces.
Yeah.
And if I was a client, I don't want to wait a damn hour to see you.
Right.
Right.
So, yes, I tell people no when Savon's like, I will get them in. Don't tell people no. And I'm like, Savon, we have to. They can wait. I promise they're going to be okay.
Yeah. So.
And they're usually okay, right?
They're okay.
You know, sometimes they don't make it.
Yeah.
But so you guys, I mean, it sounds like you work through these kind of issues just fine.
Me
and Priscilla weave it out.
We don't leave and harbor any feelings.
Yeah, no.
We can separate.
Yeah, we can scream and yell at each other and get over and be like, drinks tonight?
Yeah.
Someone likes me because I usually have no feelings.
Yeah. Tony is really, really good at filtering. Like, I can freak out on Tony and she knows that I'm just like stressed out and going through some stuff and she'll be like, okay.
Unless I'm PMSing and then I'll
Then every now and then she like barks back and I'm like,
oh yeah, the other day, I don't know what she texted. I think it was in the group text. I think she was bitching at both of us, but I ignored it.
I remember what it was about. It was about the Norway twig.
You said something back and she was like, God, Tony really, like, I love that Tony just, like, talks shit back to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang it. That's it.
I kind of like it. I respect people that like give me a little conflict back. Like,
I just let her have her moments, you know. Like, I'm just.
But
like,
for the most time, she lets me have my moments. I freak out, and then I get over it.
I just
it,
don't say anything, and I'm like, she'll be fine in like 15 minutes.
And then, do I not always apologize to you a day later? I'm like, I'm so sorry. I know I'd be lost without you.
She'll call me. Don't be mad at me. And I'm
so
like,
funny.
I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I freaked out. I remember what the freak out was last time. I was like, we are going to Norway in exactly 15 days. And all I asked was for you guys to plan the fucking trip because I can't play and shit to save my life.
I was texting Tony. I'm like, when does she think we have time to plan this?
plan a trip for eight.
And then Tony
women.
And I are on the phone for like
eight
an hour.
Women.
And a half.
Eight women.
We're on the phone for like an hour and a half. And I'm like, Tony. How do I book this? It's all in Norwegian.
Yeah, it's everything's
so Norwegian. I was like, I've been asking you guys for months. I'm like, y'all have one day to turn it in.
And then me and Priscilla got everything done in 6 hours.
Wow. Yeah, because they put a time limit up. I was like, I hate doing this to you guys. I hate putting like time restraints, but I have to sometimes.
She's like, I'm just going
to
do it myself. We're like, no, you're not.
Please don't.
Just
please
don't touch anything.
That's so funny.
We got it. It's fine.
We're like a dysfunctional family. And
but I'm like, I'd rather deal with that one person than like
45
10 people that I don't even like. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you guys don't feel like I am your boss though, do you?
No.
It doesn't feel that way.
I feel like we work together.
I think coming from, I just had the worst experience with a bunch of women for a wedding. And I am a very like, I feel like I'm like, guy is like, I'm not a catty bitch.
Yeah.
And I don't do the drama. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
And I mean, everybody else in this wedding party was like a literal psycho, like except for the bride who I love, and I did it for her. But it was like the worst experience of my life. I just kept texting my mom. I was like, I want to get out of this fucking house.
Yeah, Priscilla was saying that the other day. She's like, I am so thankful that you went off and did your own thing and that we're doing this together. Like, fuck, I remember the days where we would work with
because
a bunch of girls
like
that
not
were like,
drama.
No, but you get around like there's those more times than not, this is not the environment with females, and it is the worst.
They're all catty and envious and jealous. And I'm like, there's room for everyone, sis. Calm down.
Women
are crazy. Well, the biggest like, advice that I would tell other people, they're like, how you do it? Like, what can I do? I'm like, you know what I did? I just focused on myself.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wasn't like jealous at like, you know, Jillian down the street, or how can I take her down so I can do better? Like, I don't, people are like, do you know Dr. blah, blah, blah? Or
oh,
nurse,
yeah. If I had a dollar for every time someone asked Savan, do you know Dr. blah, blah, blah? And she's like,
or nurse,
no.
I'm like, no. I'm like, I have
Dr. da 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 and nurse,
I'm like, I have, they are doing this and doing that. I'm like, I don't watch other people's stuff. Like,
do
I
you realize how busy we are? Like,
but that's always what I've said. Do I not say that
we're
the people
not
who are
the competition?
Such, yeah, because if you're not, people who are such haters are not busy enough, is what I feel.
Exactly. They have too much free time to focus on anyone but themselves.
I don't even have time to look at anything. To like,
I'm like, I don't even have time to focus on my own life.
Okay.
Much less someone else's.
Yeah. Well, why don't you give us your social media? I always like to say so people can get in touch with you.
Yes. Lips by Savan, LipsbySivan.
How about you, Priscilla?
It is _Prissy_P_PRISSY_P.
That was long.
Tony, Prissy P.
I didn't even know that was yours.
I mean, it's Prissy P with the underscore. You're like, I just follow you, girl.
I don't know. Mine's just at Tony Reiser, so it's TONIRISTER.
Do you guys know Sarah's? Because she had to
it
go.
The Sarah Sparrow.
Yeah, the Sarah Sparrow. Mm-hmm.
I will say that my one highlight of the day, so everybody out there listening, is going to Tony's page because she posts the most inappropriate, hilarious memes.
I send her a lot of those.
So every meme that you want to post yourself but you're too embarrassed of,
send it to Tony.
Send it to Tony.
I send her so many and she's like, yep, posting.
That's great though.
Okay, let's go to a party with Miss Polly.
Yay.
Party with Miss Polly.
Yeah.
All right.
She is not here though.
Aww. It's time to party with Miss Polly.
The modern day go-to.
I like it.
Are guys usually annoyed if a girl hasn't gone back to their apartment or house on a fourth or fifth date? They like kind of move in.
Wait,
no.
What?
Yeah. Oh, you mean confused, like, the
like no, no, no. Sleep with them?
That's basically
what I don't think I've ever held
so
out
let's
that
let's rephrase
long.
That question. Yeah. Question. Okay. Yeah.
Tony doesn't believe in that. She wants to try it out the first night.
So
yeah,
she doesn't. Like, I don't think I've ever held out.
Good for you.
I don't think I've held out.
I don't know what I'm getting
literally
into.
The guy she's dating now, she's like, Savon.
Oh, my
he's
God.
Like, won't have sex with me.
You know
like,
who made
him.
Me, Cruz?
What?
You know who made me wait?
Who?
No names.
How did I meet you?
Say the name. We can block it out.
Through who?
You can say it after.
Say it after.
Did I meet you through him?
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't thing.
I just know.
Wait.
Just out and about. I don't really.
It was like, through.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so. I think we went on literally, I counted 20 dates.
No, but we don't. No.
20. I'm literally not fucking exaggerating.
No.
Before he slept with me.
That means there's
and
something
I was
wrong.
Like, what the fuck? Why won't he sleep with
was
me?
Was it worth the wait, the 20 date wait?
About by then, I was in love with him.
You what?
I said, by
that's
then,
why
I
they,
was like,
that's
in love
why
with
they
him.
Do it.
And then we slept together and I was like, oh.
That's yeah. why.
But was yeah. it worth it, the wait?
No.
No. The sex was good because I liked him so much.
But if you
I mean, it wasn't like a micro penis or
I
anything.
I feel like that's oh, why I got
even a thing.
It wasn't like small, but it was like very average.
It's that's very below
so
average.
So that's when you get into anal
what
sex.
What was
with
the
right
question?
There.
I know. I'm like, wait.
All right, what
if
is
you
the
sleep with so girls making guys wait.
So Tony got really annoyed with the last guy. She's like, what the fuck? 2 weeks? What for?
So I guess this could
why
go both ways. If guys
he wants
frustrated
to make sure
she's
hooked, hooked
like
okay, before
I don't,
the penis.
Okay,
I don't
I'm still wondering what the question is.
Do guys get frustrated if you don't sleep with them after the third or fourth date?
Okay.
Fourth or fifth.
Don't
lie.
I did this to a guy before.
Why?
Because he laid on top of me and it felt that the hard on from the jeans to me was so huge that I was like, I'll be forever his slave.
I'd have been down.
So I was like, I gotta leave. I gotta go home. Oh my God. And like, I got up and like ran out the door.
I'll be forever
and then I'm like, I was like, just get through these 2 weeks and then you're going to Israel and then you won't see him for like 6 weeks. And
but
he'll
why? Because you were scared of his dick?
Well, no,
she was so massive.
She's scared that she was going
to
fall in love.
Addicted to what the dick is.
Like, he laid on top of me and his hard on, like touched
it.
Under my bra. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, wow.
I was, like, weak at the knees. I was like,
what's his name? Do you have a picture?
You know him.
Oh.
So did you date the guy? Did you end up sleeping with him eventually?
She's like, and now we're married.
So anyway, I went to Israel and I was like, he'll forget about me. And he reached out to me while I was there. And he's like, I want to take you on a date when you come back. And I came back and 10 years later.
Oh,
dun, dun, dun.
Fuck, I just said that out loud. bleep all names.
I've never been associate feelings with sex. Like, literally my first time I was like, you want to get this done or are we gonna like
you want to get this done?
Keep staring at each other like a bunch of weirdos,
like,
and then
like
I never talked to
that?
Him again. Yeah,
so you had sex with him and just blew him off?
Yeah, I never talked to him again. I'm like that with most guys.
She's a Virgo, okay? They're really good at
I
this.
I just don't. I
like.
If I like you, I'm going to hold your hand.
I can be like,
you know?
Physically
like,
attracted
like a,
to you and not want to see
if you. If you like someone, are you super affectionate with the person that you like?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I do a lot of things for them. But like
anal in particular. She's like, no, I do anal.
My anal.
So
she's gonna have a lot of new followers.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, you are.
A ton.
Oh, wow. All right. Question of the day.
And on that note,
question of the day.
To that question, I feel it just kind of depends on the situation. You know, there's like times where, you know, you build up and you're like, yeah, and then there's times where like you meet somebody and you're like, you know, I think I just want to be friends with this
or
person.
How fast, like the time span that you're going on these dates, you know what I mean? Because there's guys that I've met where we just happen to both have the time and we're going on like 2-3 dates a week, you know what I mean? And then there's
I agree with that.
5 or 6 dates over the course of 2 months, you
and
know?
Then you can feel a connection with somebody like
instantaneous,
right away.
You
and
know
there's
it
sometimes where you go and it's like and then all of a sudden like you're drunk
there's
and
a
like,
study about that
and, you know?
Yeah,
there's literally a study about this, like, you know, in the first 5 minutes when you meet
absolutely.
somebody,
I feel like
gonna,
I do
if you're gonna fuck them or not.
Yeah,
what
for sure.
It's not I don't
for
think
sure.
It's really like
no Marcel, this
if
is
you're
thing.
Gonna I think it's more like
whether
will
you want
I
to. Yeah,
you know, because, like, Yeah, you know, I'd probably, you know, do it, but I'm not gonna because I don't want them to think I'm a hoe, so I'm gonna wait, you know.
We're
so
in our 30s. Like,
that's overrated. That's not a thing.
We're not in high school anymore, okay? We're in our 30s. Like, if you want to have sex with someone, have sex with somebody. Like, what are we, fucking kids?
Like, yes, but then at the same time,
I'm not saying have sex with a different person every night. That's not what I'm saying, but it's like, you know,
just
in the
maturity
first,
of
you know, in the first 5 minutes where you're like, yes, no.
What about
it's animal?
But I think it varies.
Right, but doing it, it and thinking it are two different things.
Yeah, but Cruz, going back to what you said, you don't want them to think, you know, you're a hoe, whatever.
It's not even that, but you are taking out like a human basic instinct, like excitement. If you sleep with someone immediately, you are not excited as if you had
built. I don't agree with that.
I completely agree with Tony on that. I don't agree with you at all.
I don't agree with that.
So here's a couple things. First off, if they think you're a hoe, they're a hoe too because they fucked you, right? But the second thing is,
but guys don't think that way.
You're wrong.
They don't want you to think.
No, you're wrong. That's got girls. First off, women are worse than guys. I don't give a shit what you say.
Guys, no. If they're gonna date you, they're gonna date you. If they're just gonna do you, they're gonna do you.
So either way, women are the same way. Tony just said she's the same way, right? She's like, oh, I could bang someone and be done with it.
Yeah, I mean, if we had sex and it's great, then
oh yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but if I sleep with you right away, I'm gonna lose interest.
See, that's not
regardless
how it's
if it sucks, if it's not just sex, if I sleep with someone,
I don't care if it's the best sex I've ever had or the worst sex I've ever
then
had.
Then you've never.
I don't
want to
pursue. I don't want to. I don't really want to pursue anything emotional. It's really just a physical thing.
You just. I go. I agree 100% with you.
It's not true because I have met somebody and like the first night had sex with them the first night and that led to like a year and a half or 8 months.
That's how all my relationships started.
And then I've met somebody over and over again for 2 years and never had sex because you know what? In the first 5 minutes, I knew I would never fuck them. I was just playing with myself like, he's a good guy. Maybe one day.
Good on
and
paper.
Then I'm like, never.
Yeah.
Because there's that animal instinct we all have.
Yeah.
And it may lead to just sex, but you'll know.
It's human nature. You will know in the first 5 minutes. Right. I guess I'm
so you're not saying that you wouldn't meet someone, sleep with them, and not lose interest.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
But not all the, not every time.
I'm not saying every time.
I get what you're saying. Like, I've made that mistake.
I also don't sleep with every guy I'm into immediately. That's not what I'm saying.
I don't either. I'm just saying, like, I guess for me, and this kind of, it's funny because if Sarah was here, she would agree. For me, I don't really meet a lot of guys that I would sleep with. I really don't.
I mean, I don't either.
It's so hard for me to meet somebody that I click with. That's why over the span of the last, like, 15 years, I haven't dated a lot of guys, and the ones that I dated
were a guy for like 10 years, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, like, spent 5 years,
right? You know, see what I'm saying?
Because he's been like on and off, right? You've broken up,
tried. Yeah, it wasn't like consistent 10 years, but even before that, like, I just haven't met, I haven't met a lot of guys that I was like, yes.
But do you think subconsciously that, I mean, just hearing y'all talk and hearing about the insanity of your life?
Yeah.
I mean, you have three people to help you manage your life, right?
I have. I mean, at least that.
Right? So let's just say. But the point is like maybe mentally, subconsciously, you know, you're just not ready for that. And that's not one of the things where you're thinking, you know what? I'm not ready. It's just you're so busy. You got so much shit going on that you know that you don't have the time to focus on.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
Right?
I'm not going to. No, I wouldn't say that because I do want a relationship. I really do. I think that. You know, work is like therapeutic for me, and it was a way to deal with hurt. Like, and you know, some
we're
people
we're at 60-40 right now.
You know,
I know
some people self medicate with like partying and drinking and drugs. Like, one of my biggest ways is self medicating is working.
I'm the same.
She's hilarious. I'm the same.
Sex or Tony said sex.
I totally relate to that. I did have a partying phase.
I did have a phase where I was really like down and sad that it didn't work out with somebody I was with for a long time, and I would work like crazy, and then
that's always
part
my
of that crazy
advice to anybody, like especially out of a relationship. I tell everyone, I'm like, work, go to work. You'll be so distracted.
And it's really just keeping busy, keeping
so
your
busy,
mind busy
and
occupied. And
then you get really successful usually.
That's the usual payback.
And you're like, oh,
we need to go question of the day.
Oh yeah.
The two posh girls ask the question of the day.
Should the person being proposed to have a say in their engagement ring?
That's
think it depends.
Sure. I mean, don't date someone that you know is tacky and is going to pick something out.
I would have liked to imagine that
Pinterest,
you probably had that.
Right? Look at my Pinterest.
I would like to imagine you at least have had that conversation. You're not blindly going to surprise someone who's like, fuck yourself. Because you see all this, you see this.
You got to know the best friend, you know?
Yeah.
The worst is when you see those shows of people who have failed proposals.
Right. I would like to give input, but I would feel like I would like my fiance or soon to be to know enough about me to, for what I would like.
Yes.
Okay, let's not lie. So, we all have sent pictures, though, to be like, hey, so if you're gonna, this is like kind of what I want.
Check their Pinterest.
Right. I always just go to my Pinterest board. Right.
I think there was a point in my life I just wanted to get married so bad to this one person that I would have been happy with a cereal box ring. But every guy after that, I was like, bitch, you better give me 6 carats, blah, blah, blah. But then I thought to myself, then it's not really real. Like, it's the commitment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's the symbolization of commitment. Right. So, I don't know. There's one specific person that didn't really bother me. Like, I would have been happy with a cereal box ring because it was like the form of commitment. But everybody after that, I was like, yeah, it better be this and this and that, which kind of tells me, I'm like, do I really want this?
Mm. Does that make sense? There's that too. There's kind of,
right.
You know, it kind of goes hand in hand.
But it's a lot of things. You know, it's a piece of jewelry that means something that you wear all the time.
Right, it's supposed to last.
So, you know, it also is supposed to be like a sacrifice of, you know, I'm doing all this to show you that this is how involved I am. This is how much I'm investing into this, you know? Yep. So
I feel so
that, that, you know, it doesn't have to be like super expensive, but I feel that it's got to be something precious and something that
I agree.
You know, it's not just easy to obtain.
I think that for me, I always just felt like to just even get to the point where the guy and you are like, let's get married, is so huge to me that like we'll figure out the ring later. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's
where always upgrade.
And exactly, you can always
this
that. Which I'm not saying that I don't like pretty things. I have a feeling that, you know, if I were to get married and stuff like that, I would probably like do the little bit of the upgrade. But to me, it's so monumental to just get to the point to be like, let's do this,
do life together.
Right. Yeah.
On that note, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
If you like our show, you can follow us on all social media handles. Two Posh Podcast is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as Two Posh Boutique is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And my personal Instagram is Gabby Talks, and my Facebook is Gabrielle Kendall Gilmore. So reach out to us, and here's Marcella's social media handles.
Also, our podcast is on all podcast networks. That you can find. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat at Marcella Ranieri. Nothing really creative. My first and last name, MarcellaRaneri.
You can find me on Facebook at Bernie Diamond, or you can follow me on Instagram at _Bernie_Diamond. And there you go.
And Two Posh Podcast is also on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel. Miss Polly.
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at PR by Polly. My Twitter handle is Miss Polly Sex EDU.
Hey. Beautiful, everyone. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to our channel. Subscribe to podcasts.
YouTube.
And YouTube.
You can see us all.
Yeah, and you, everyone have a wonderful day.